When I went to sleepaway camp, it was long pre-smartphone, and several of us would take boomboxes or stereos or whatever and a bunch of CDs so that we could listen to music while we were at camp. They don't do that anymore. But camp that my kids go to, well, now I guess Liam goes to as a camper and Sierra works out as a counselor. You're not allowed to have a smartphone. The counselors are, but they have to get them locked up in the staff lounge, and they can get them only when they're off duty. But the kids can't have electronic devices, nothing with an internet connection. So if you want to have music there, what do you do? What we ended up doing last year for Sierra was buying an incredibly cheap, like $25 iPod knockoff that is a not internet connected device onto which you can load songs. This year, Liam wanted to use it.
Your daily Lex.
I don't mind admitting to you that at no point did I have any interest in buying all the songs that Sierra wanted on this device or now that Liam wants on this device. We pay for Apple Music. We pay for it as part of our Apple One subscription. And that's where we get our music from. We stream it. I own a whole bunch of music. Liam owns albums. But we, with Apple Music, you know, have access to everything. And what I wasn't going to do, Liam put together a playlist of 17 hours of music that he wanted to take to camp. I wasn't going to buy all these albums again. We have given the Beatles and Queen and Pink Floyd and others plenty of our hard-earned money over the years. And we have access to these songs through Apple Music. So what did I do? I don't know. I guess I stole them. I don't know. Literally while we're talking, actually, while I'm talking to you, you're not talking. If you're talking while listening, that's weird. You should shut up. This is not a full duplex podcast. But anyway, I am currently streaming all of the songs that Liam put together on this massive 17-hour playlist and having Audio Hijack create one massive track of all these songs. Later, I will ask another app from Rogue Amoeba, Fission, to break them up into individual tracks. Now, last year when I did this for Sierra, it put many, because the gaps between songs aren't always huge, there were many tracks where we ended up with like two or three songs in one track, but fine. That's still better than having one massive track with hundreds of songs. But I'll break them all up into MP3s and then put them all on this device and give it to Liam. Should I feel guilty about this? I don't. Anyway, earlier today when I started the process, I was still using my computer and I noted, I could see the lyrics scrolling by in the Apple Music app while all these songs were playing. And, you know, they're all getting stored as we speak, like I said, to this giant MP3. I noted that it kept showing the lyrics to Help. And it's been 2 minutes. It's been 4 minutes. It's been 6 minutes. I'm like, how long is the song Help by the Beatles? And then I looked and I saw that the song Help by the Beatles is like 2.5 minutes or something. And that's when I realized that Apple Music was currently set to be playing one track on repeat. So I came very close to sending Liam to camp with a fake iPod containing one 17-hour track of the song Help by the Beatles looping, or, you know, many, many different tracks of Help over and over again. Now, listen, would it have been hilarious? 100% it would have been hilarious, but not what he wanted. So I'm glad that I caught it. We're up to Revolver right now. The 2022 remaster of Revolver is what's currently getting spun out to that. The album Revolver. The song is currently Tomorrow Never Knows. Anyway, it is funny to think about what it would have been if I had given him 17 hours of Help. He probably would have listened to it for a while. Anyway, do you think I should feel guilty for this? I don't. It's a really crappy device. I also can't remember how to get it to mount as a hard drive on my computer, so I'm going to have to try to figure out what the product was and find the manual, which I'm sure I can do from my Amazon history, but I thought maybe just plugging it in would work, and it does not. I must have to go to some menu. I'm going to try to figure it out without looking it up and see if I can. Anyway, that's all I got. This episode was recorded on Friday, July 10th, even though it only came out whenever it came out, which I'm assuming is Monday. That's all I got. Happy Monday, July 13th. I did the math. Goodbye.
Lex.